Donaldson will kick things off here for Nutwada from his own 40-yard line. Here's a kick. It's a line drive kick, and it's caught at the 25.
That's Greenfield.
To the 35, and down at the 37-yard line. So pretty good field position there for Oklahoma Union.
Nice return by the freshman. He had no trouble fielding. That's one of the deeper kicks we've seen for the Ironman. As you called it, kind of a line drive, and they bring it back starting at their own 39-yard line for the first possession of the second half. Just tuning in, 19-0, Ironman leading, just underway in the second half. And that microphone goes back to that golden-throated one, the voice of Nowata Ironman football, Adam the Hoop Hooper.
Thank you very much, Tim. Oklahoma Union breaks the huddle. Justin Lundy under center, the triple option set, a receiver on each side. Now man in motion. They'll hand it off to their fullback to the 45 to the 46-yard line. Again, that is Logan Johnson, who's had a pretty good first half.
Johnson just pounding his way that time. Picks up a good 8 yards on his first carry of the second half. He's got 68 yards in the game on 8 carries, so he's having a fine night.
It's gain of 7. He'll make it 2nd down and 3 from the 46-yard line. Again, Lundy under center. A receiver on each side. Now a man in motion again. Handoff again is to Logan Johnson. He dives to the 50-yard line and gives the Cougars a first down.
Just straight-ahead power football for the Cougars.
We haven't talked about the Cougars' front line, but they all have done a pretty good job here tonight.
They have. They've done a great job. It's from the first quarter on, kind of slow in the first quarter, trying to get the number of that center. He's, I think it's Jacob Auer. He's had his hands full all night with that Ironman defense. Doing a great job up front.
Okay, handoff again.
Ball.
Actually, the ball comes loose there, and getting the recovery.
Russ. Russ fell on that for the
Joey
Cougars.
Russ.
Yeah.
Actually, it was about to go fake to Logan Johnson, and the ball came loose, and it's down at the 50, so no gain. It'll be 2nd down and 10 from the 50.
And, Adam, that's kind of a microcosm of the Cougar night right there. Just, you know, make a first down look good and then drop the ball on the ground.
Again, a man in motion. And handoff this time again. Ball comes loose, and I think no one has picked it up, and they have. And
you're
guess
right.
Who? Jacob Barnes picked up the loose ball, and no one recovers. Third turnover of the night for the Cougars.
Yeah, they handed it straight ahead to the big junior, Casey Armstrong, and he got popped, and right there was the man we were talking about earlier, Jacob Barnes, the big senior for the Ironman.
So at Nowata's 49-yard line, here's Cody Smith and the crew out, a receiver on each end, 1st and 10. The snap, and Cody Smith on a quarterback keeper dives from the 50 to the 47-yard line into the Cougars' territory.
Who'd you say on the carry?
That was Cody Smith.
I thought who that was.
Why, did I say something wrong?
No.
Oh, okay.
Would you ever say anything wrong?
No.
Would I ever correct you, Adam?
No. I don't think so. Some people would, but I don't listen to them anyway.
I just live with your imperfections.
2nd and 8 from the 48. Handoff this time is to Terrell Collins. Breaks one tackle to the 45, to the 40. Has a first down, down to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Bryce Hewitt out here on the left corner from his wide receiver spot, giving him an excellent block.
So it'll be 1st and 10 from the Cougars' 30-yard line.
18-yard burst for Terrell, and he closes in on that 100-yard mark for the evening. He's at 9 carries, 74 yards for over 8 yards per carry for that senior.
So it'll be 1st and 10.
Got Thornton
from the 30-yard line.
Skyler Thornton in the backfield with Terrell now.
Now the snap. Cody hands it off to Terrell Collins. Breaks a tackle to the left side to the 25, down to the 20 to the 19.
And that's basically the old crossback play. They fake it one way to Skyler Thornton, and very similar to the play he just took for 18 yards. Takes it for 11 yards. Now he's got 85 yards, and we've got the 8th first down on the evening for the Ironman. Just moving the chains now. This is kind of what we expected, what we saw early on, and then the Cougar defense kind of stiffened. The Ironman offense coming out with a little fire in their belly in the second half.
Cuddy Smith now in the shotgun formation. A receiver on each side. The snap. Cuddy now throws to his left. Pass is caught at the 15 to the 10. Breaks one tackle. Spins around to the 5. Into the end zone. Good night, Nuwana. Touchdown, Ironman.
Just a little swing pass to Will Luster. Out of the flats, he gets him one-on-one, and he takes it to the house for 6 points.
Will Luster on that 19-yard reception. And Nuwana increases their lead 25-0 pending the extra point.
What a sidestep move he made at about the 6-yard line, Adam.
Fifth touchdown reception for the season for Will Luster. T.J. Donaldson now to attempt the extra point, the snap, the hold, the kick. And that's wobbly, way right, no good.
Almost in the old concession stand.
Timeout on the field, 8:57 to go. And the third quarter, it's Nuwana 25 and Oklahoma Union nothing. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig.
Let me let you in on a little secret. You don't have to get your internet from the phone company or the cable company. You can get your internet from somebody local, somebody reliable, somebody that you can trust. High-speed wireless internet services at BartNet IP gives you added convenience and mobility with your computer network. Give them a call at 918-333-2208. That's 918-333-2208. BartNet IP. Local, reliable, and affordable.
For Nuwana, 4 plays and 51 yards. Capped off with a Will Luster 19-yard pass from Cody Smith. For Smith on the season, that is touchdown pass number 9. Here's T.J. Donaldson to kick things off. Line drive kick. Caught at the 25 to the 30, 35, and takes a big hit at the 36-yard line. That's Levi Greenfield there on the kickoff return, but he got sandwiched at the 35-yard line. Third quarter score from Sperry. Dewey and Sperry are knotted at 28 apiece. So the Cougars will have a pretty decent field position again from their own 37-yard line.
Let's see what the Cougars can put together here.
Justin Lundy under center, receiver on each side. On a wishbone formation, handoff to the fullback, and that is Logan Johnson, and he dives to the 40-yard line.
Logan would have had more yards than Skyler Thornton on the ground, reaches up, grabs a shoelace, and brings him down.
So gain of 3 will be 2nd and 7 from the 40. 8:32 to go in the third quarter, 25-0 Nuwana. Lundy under center, receiver on each side. Again, a man in motion. They'll hand it actually a quarterback keeper, and then he flips it to Craig Owens. And that's a pretty play there by Owens. Cross the 45 to midfield at the 50-yard line. That's a Cougar first down.
Lundy kept that for as long as he could before he got popped. Pitching it left-handed on the corner, and nobody there for the Ironman. First down, as you said, for the Cougars. Now they're into Ironman territory at about the 48-yard line.
First and 10 at Nuwana's 48-yard line. Again, a receiver on each side. Lundy under center. Getting on that wishbone formation. And again, and Lundy gets it from the right side. And he's stopped at the 46-yard line.
Yeah, the inside linebackers for the Ironman, that's Terrell Collins and Skyler Thornton, both collecting Lundy on that carry. I thought he was going to try to beat him outside, but he just didn't quite have the speed, so he cut in and got all he could get. Gain of 2, and being 2nd and about 8.
And clock continuing to run with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Again, Nuwana on top, 25-0. A win, Nuwana finishes in third place. Lundy under center, again that wishbone formation again. Play action. Lundy throws to the middle. Pass is juggled and dropped there by Craig Owens at the 35-yard line, and he was wide open.
Yeah, and he threw in the high heat hit him in a bad spot right in the hands, and he just couldn't handle it.
So now he'll make it third and eight from the 46-yard line. The clock stops now with 7:15 to go in the third quarter.
He was open in the middle of the Ironman defense. I'm sure it's cause for concern. Ironman defensive coordinator, he should have had that pass.
Lundy under center again. Man in motion. Ball comes loose, but it's kept up. And Owens gets it to the left side of the 40, to the 35, and down at the 33-yard line out of bounds. And Bryce Hewitt there on the tackle and gives another Cougar first down.
You know, since week zero, we've kind of seen the Ironman corners be susceptible to the perimeter game. And tonight's no exception. When Cougars can get out there and get the ball pitched, they tend to make good yardage.
13-yard gain now makes it first and 10 for the Cougars' 33-yard line. Receivers on each end. Lundy goes back to pass. Now he's being chased away, and he's not. He's going to be sacked at the 40-yard line, and that's going to be Dalton Carter there on the sack.
Yeah, Dalton Carter got away from his man pretty easily. Good coverage over the middle of the field by the Ironman safeties and corners that time. Nobody open. He had to eat it and took to the dirt for about a 6-7 yard loss.
And it's going to be a 7-yard loss. We'll make second and 17 from the 40.
Skylar Thornton checks out. I didn't see who came in at linebacker for him.
And a man in motion. They'll hand it off this time to another fullback. And that is Casey Armstrong. Armstrong just dances around in the middle to the 40 to the 37-yard line. So gain of three. It'll make it third and 14.
This is where Oklahoma Union does not thrive on third and long. They'd like to win first and second down, have third and makeable.
Now the snap. Lundy keeps it to the left side. Has a big hole. Spins around to the 30 and down at the 25-yard line. Just about a yard short of the first down. Jacob Robinson there on the spot.
Yeah,
on the tackle. And again, about a yard short of the first down.
You're right, Adam. He needed 13. He got 12. And I'm sure they'll go for it trailing 25-0.
Yeah, I'd go for it right here.
Officially, he's about a yard and a half short of it.
Well, they're going to call it fourth and two from the 25-yard line. Lundy under center. A receiver on each side. Now a man in motion. They're going to hand it off to Casey Armstrong, and that's pretty close for a first down. He had to get to the 23. Then he got pulled back.
I think Lundy kept the ball, Adam.
Lundy?
Yeah, Lundy kept the ball. They tackled Armstrong back here, but I think Lundy kept it. And we're going to see. They're going to bring the chains in from the side.
Yeah, they're going to say first down.
Oh, first down. Very good.
Well, good job, though, by Justin Lundy.
Yeah, he faked us both out.
First and 10 now from the 23-yard line. A pretty good drive here for the Cougars. It started from their own 37.
Timeout, no water.
And going to be timeout on the field. Timeout, no water with 5:06 to go in the third quarter. No water right now in complete control. They lead Oklahoma Union 25-0. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. Sweet Pea's Hometown Boutique, our best bank of no water, Agape Nutrition and Studio, Bartnett IP, Friends of Eric Epperson for State Representative, Buster's Convenience Store, Regent Bank, Dr. Robert Job for State Senate, Ironman Storage, Sonic of Nowata, Ranch Supply of Nowata, North Point Auto, and by Julie Daniels for State Senate. At the conclusion of our broadcast, we'll have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you for Week 10 of high school football, the final regular season for high school football before playoffs start next week.
And I can't believe we're saying that. It seems like just yesterday we're saying, wow, Adam, here we are starting our fourth year of broadcast together, and now we're already towards the end of it.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't seem like it.
I know. We don't even have a coat on yet.
I know. I haven't worn a coat.
Trey,
I haven't worn long pants.
I think Trey went with us to the Meeker game a few years back. And
yes.
It was, oh, God, it was so
Gosh,
cold.
It was cold that day.
It was brutal.
Lundy under center again on first and 10. Handoff is to Logan Johnson. He goes to the right side down at the 20-yard line. And I remember that Meeker game. That was cold. Matter of fact, it was delayed a day.
Yes, because of bad weather.
Because of an ice storm.
Yeah, scheduled for Friday night, and we wound up doing it while OU was playing Kansas State, as I remember.
Second and 7 from the 20, and Trey Sump was just nervous
the whole time. He's nervous any time OU plays.
I know he does.
He still hadn't gotten over from the nerves from last night's game.
Yeah. And handoff again by Johnson. He sweeps to the right to the 15, actually to the 17-yard line.
Just straight ahead power football. That's OU's Oklahoma Union's game out of that broken bone. Third and about 4. They're calling it 5 on the scoreboard, but it's closer to one stick than another. So.
Yeah, third down and 4 from the 17.
Be interesting to see what they do here.
This is the 12th play of this drive. Man in motion there. Lundy keeps it. Now he flips it to the left side, to the 15, to the 10, down to the 4-yard line. And that is Craig Owens on the ball carrier and goes to the left side and has enough for a Cougar first down.
And again, Lundy keeping that to the absolute last minute. Rode it out of the belly of the fullback, took it down the line, pitching it to Owens. Way he run the triple option, and I can't see exactly where that ball is. 4-yard line, maybe?
I'm going to say go from the, not the 4-yard line.
Okay. Well, this will be the first points that Oklahoma Union has scored if they put it in.
Yeah,
against Nowata.
Yeah, in the last 4 years, they've been outscored 188 to nothing.
I listened to your pregame.
Handoff is the fullback again, and he's in for the touchdown. Cougars with the touchdown, and that will be Casey Armstrong on a 4-yard run to the middle, and the Cougars finally get on the scoreboard.
I think I see a tear in Clint Hallett's eye, too.
Yeah. So Casey Armstrong gets the first touchdown for the Cougars.
I think Clint's a little emotional. He saw 6 points on the board there.
And the Cougars will go for 2. Lundy under center again. Lundy gets it to Armstrong, and he powers his way, and then they got in. A 2-point conversion is good. Cody Armstrong scores all 8 points for the Cougars on that drive. Timeout on the field, 3:42 to go in the third quarter. It's Nowata 25 and Oklahoma Union 8. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on Real Country KRIG.
There's only one way.
Plays, 63 yards, capped off with a Casey Armstrong 4-yard run, and he also ran in for 2, and it's 25-8 favor of Nowata.
And Adam, for our listeners that don't know, Clint Hallett has done the press box announcing up here for a number of years, does a fantastic job, but his alma mater is Oklahoma Union, and it was exciting to see him get excited about that touchdown. It was very nice, and Osley's going to tow this up, and we've got T.J. Donaldson, and Carrick King back deep to receive for the Ironman. Good drive. Very good drive.
That was an excellent drive for the Cougars. Here's a kick. Line drive kick. Caught at the 25 to the 30. 35 and down to 36. That's Bryce Hewitt on the kickoff return for Nowata. And Nowata will have decent field position from their own 36.
Well, each team has had one possession. Oklahoma Union fumbled on their first possession, but both teams have scored on each of their last possessions, what I should say. So see how that holds up here with the Ironmen.
A wild game down in Sperry, knotted at 35. I believe that's in the fourth quarter, according to Trey Stump.
Yeah, Trey held up 6 fingers on one hand, but he meant...
Yeah, 6, yeah. How many fingers am I holding? 10. Here's a snap. Smith has it, pump fakes. Now rolls to his left. He's in trouble. And down at the 35-yard line. Boy, he took a late hit, and he did. The flags are all over the place. Well, he took a late hit out of bounds at the 35, and we're going to have a personal foul called against Oklahoma Union. They'll tack on 15 yards for the Ironman.
Goes down as a 2-yard sack for the Cougar defense. They're going to mark off 15 from there.
Dead ball personal foul against the Cougars. So the Ironman will have a first down.
That is the first penalty that the Cougars have committed while on defense tonight, Adam. The five first half penalties were all while on offense.
So now we're looking at first and 10 from right at 50-yard line.
The Ironman were trying to go to Will Lester on that same pass play they just scored on, and Cody elected to pull that down. He wasn't open that time.
Here's a shotgun formation. Low snap. Smith keeps it, and he's going to be tackled for a loss at the 47-yard line. That was a low snap, and now we got late flags all over the place. I think things are getting a little bit chippy right now for both of these teams.
Well, you can't have your snap on the ground to start a play. I mean, you can't ground it, roll a grounder back to your quarterback. That's got to get fixed.
See about the flags first.
Okay, there's a three-yard loss for that.
That's a 47 there. First indications may be pointing against no one.
Yeah, they're all facing south, so they're going to mark it off that way.
Dead ball personal foul against no one. Dead ball personal, yeah. So mark him back to the 32-yard line.
Fifth penalty on the Ironman tonight.
That was after the play was over.
Yeah, I think that was what we call the little extracurricular activity after the play.
See, second and 28 from Nowata's 32-yard line. They got to get to the 40 in Oklahoma Union's territory for a first down.
Yeah, it'd be a big turning point right here.
Play action, and Smith keeps it. And runs to the 35, goes to the left of the 40, down at the 42-yard line.
Nice move.
Sure was a nice athletic move there by Cody Smith. Still way short of the first down. They'll mark it at the 42 at a 10-yard gain. Now you're looking at third and 18. With clock rolling at 2:45 to go in the third, no one on top, 25-8.
Just before that play, I thought, you know, if Cougars get a stop here, get a touchdown, it's going to get really interesting. But I think the Ironmen have kind of worked their way out of the problem. Not totally. They've got third and a lot.
Man in motion, Smith, play action. Smith, now he's going to keep it. Runs to the 40, 45, and down at the 49-yard line. That's going to be about 11 yards short of the first down. But again, Cody Smith was trying to look for somebody, and nobody was open.
Yeah, the Cougars just kind of fell back into a six-man zone, rushed forward and put a man in the middle of the field, and no place to go with it.
Actually, that's going to be right at the 50, so that's where we originally started. So now it's 4th and 10 from the 50. Clock continues to roll with under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, 25-8, Nowata.
Bryce Hewitt checks in with the play. Maybe we're going to see a punt here. And I think we are.
Cougars fans on their feet cheering for the Oklahoma Union. Shotgun formation, Terrell Collins now going back.
Now that's
and
Will.
And Will's going to throw to the left and right side. A pass is overthrown. Bryce Hewitt was the intended receiver. And Will Lester was the one that passed that to the right side and overthrown Bryce Hewitt. And ball turnover on downs.
Good defensive stand by the Cougars, aided by the personal foul penalty on the Ironman.
At the end of three, down in the beach, Pahuska, it's Perry 13, Perry 30, Pahuska 14. Lundy under center, and they're going to give it to their fullback, and it gets nothing at about the 50-yard line. And handoff was to Logan Johnson. They're going to give him a very nice...
A nominal spot. I didn't think he got a lot, but they're going to give him a yard. That's gracious.
So second and 9 from the 49-yard line in Nowatus territory. Receiver on each end, Lundy under center. Lundy going to keep it. It's sacked at the 49-yard line. Quarterback sacked there, and it looks like that Jacob Robinson was around the area and also Jacob Barnes.
That kind of resembled the whale swallowing Jonah, I would imagine, on that play. He had nowhere to go. The jaws of the defense just opened up and consumed him for a 2-yard loss.
Third and 11 now from the Cougars' 49-yard line. Lundy under center again. Lundy keeps it, and he's stuffed at the 50-yard line.
Gain of 1.
So it'll be 4th and 10 from midfield. That will probably be the final play of the third quarter. As a play clock down to 5 seconds, and that will do it. The end of 3, and your score, Nowatus 25 and Oklahoma Union 8. Fourth quarter coming up in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Real Country K-Rig.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Cal, Dave Waddell, great stuff.
And Harpo Marx.
Oh, boy.
Fourth quarter.
Fourth and 10 from the 50. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Here's a pitch off to the right side.
Oh, nice play.
And it gets a nice tackle.
Kyler
Stover there at the 49-yard line. And it was Casey Armstrong that ran at that time. And Stover there on the stop, and it's a turnover on downs. I don't think he gained a yard.
I think he lost a yard. So the Ironman will start out 1 yard into Cougar territory to start this fourth quarter.
First and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 49-yard line. Nowatus has the ball back. Shotgun formation. And that is going to be...
Student body right.
It's going to be Will Luster having it to the 40. 35, there's a flag on the play at the 40-yard line, but hold on about the flag here as...
Yeah.
They went on the Wildcat.
Hunter Bell got somebody in the back right about the 36-yard line. Now mark it off from there. He came up with his arms out like, what, me?
Yeah.
So you know who the penalty's on immediately.
It'll be a holding against Nowatus, says Kevin Lynch. Still first down. I know Kevin Lynch very well.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Also referees basketball, too. So a holding against Nowatus.
Yeah, they'll give a 6-yard carry to Will on that and then mark it back 10, so it'll be...
First and 16.
About 14, actually, but who am I to argue with you?
From the 46-yard line, Nowatus territory. Handoff is to Terrell Collins. He dances around across the 50 to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, Jacob Auer hit him, or Terrell hit Jacob, and Jacob a little slow getting up, but he made the initial contact. Of course, as you well know, Terrell keeps on going after initial contact.
Be second down and 12.
92.
Actually, second down and 8, excuse me,
92.
From the 47-yard line.
92 yards thus far for Terrell. He's a little less than he normally has at this point in the game.
Cody Smith in a shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers to the left side. Smith now, he'll roll to his left, still rolling. He's being pressured, and he lobs a pass, and it's caught by Bryce Hewitt at the 35 to the 30-yard line. And that'll be enough for an Ironman first down.
Let's see where they're going to mark this, at the 29.
Yeah, 29-yard line, a nice throwing catch.
18-yard gain for the first down.
So first and 10 from the 29-yard line. Clock will roll with 10:40 to go in the game. 25-8, Nowatus on top. I think both these teams have played very well. I'll give a lot of credit also to Oklahoma Union. They have played their guts out here today.
They play a ball control style of offense, so you better not take your offensive possessions for granted against them because they really run a lot of clock.
There's a handoff. Terrell Collins runs to his right to the 30, breaks one tackle to the 25, spins around to the 20.
Oh,
now goes to his left to the 15. 10, 5. Good night. No, what a touchdown, Ironman. What a run by Terrell Collins on a 29-yard run. And Nowata increases their lead 31-8.
And what a time to go over 100 yards. And that was just a determined run. That's the adjective I use. He was not going to go down. He shipped tackles, threw a man off, and cut back against the grain, and then used his brilliant speed to outrun the defenders. Just an amazing run.
That's second rushing touchdown of the night for Terrell Collins. And now here's C.J. Donaldson will attempt the extra point. There's a snap, the hold, kick on its way. And it is good. Timeout on the field. 10-10 to go in the game. And your score is Nowata 32 and Oklahoma Union 8. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football on Real Country KRIG. That drive for Nowata, four plays, 49 yards. Terrell Collins, a 29-yard run. T.J. Donaldson with the kick. And it's 32-8 Nowata.
121 in 12 carries, Adam. Right at 10 yards a pop.
And T.J. will kick things off from his own 40-yard line.
A little inner Sandman over the PA speakers. That's kind of nice.
Here's a kick, line drive kick. Caught at the 30. To the 35, that's where he's going to be stopped at the 35-yard line as Logan Johnson was the kickoff returner. And Oklahoma Union will get the ball back from their own, about the 35-yard line. Fourth quarter score from Sperry. It's Dewey leading Sperry 42-35. Dewey looking to finish third in 3A District 5.
We just got to mention, hats off to Tyler Cade and the wonderful job he's done at Dewey in his first year at the helm of that program.
Absolutely.
Been fun to watch them.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Lundy under center again. Ball comes loose. Lundy picks it up. He's going to lose a yard or two. Back at the 33-yard line. And that will be the big guy, Jacob Barnes, the first to get him.
How many snaps have we seen hit the ground tonight, Adam?
Too many times.
Week 10, you shouldn't have that bad exchange between center and quarter. And Nowata, you know, had a couple of grounders back in that shotgun formation.
That's a one-yard loss. It'll make it second down and 11 from the 34-yard line. Clock running with under 9:40 to go in the game. Lundy under center. The snap, Lundy's going to keep it. Crosses the 35 to the 37-yard line. So not much for Justin Lundy.
It's going to get about 5, which will make it 3rd and 6.
You know, spotted the 39.
Lundy's been the workhorse. He has 40 yards on 18 carries. Meanwhile, Logan Johnson has 82 yards on 13 carries. Owens, 65 yards on just 5 carries.
Lundy under center again on 3rd and 6 from the 40. Wishbone formation. Lundy's going to keep it, and he goes nowhere again. He's going to lose some yards again. And now a late flag comes in.
Uh-oh.
After the play was over.
You know, somebody, you don't suppose somebody talking a little smack out there in the fourth quarter,
do you? Yeah, I think there's been a little smacking around there. Smack him and yak him. They're going to wave off the flag. They're going to wave the flag. And they'll spot the ball at the... No, they give him a generous spot in the. No, he lost yardage right over there.
Well, and I think Jacob Barnes is doing, and Dalton Carter's doing the same thing. Hey guys, we tackled him back there.
Yeah, I tackled him back at the 35.
How'd he gain 4 yards?
Well, it's back to the original. Yeah.
Coach James is saying, now wait a minute. Hey Mo.
Well. Now, that ball should be about the 35.
And without the aid of instant replay, Timeout.
Timeout called by Nowata. Well, we don't have instant replay in high school, so.
Yeah, their second time out of the half. They're going to talk about it a little bit now.
Actually, first one called here in the second half.
Yeah.
Hey, big thanks to our sponsors. Julie Daniels for State Senate, North Point Auto, Ranch Supply of Nowata, Sonic of Nowata, Ironman Storage, Dr. Robert Joe for State Senate, Regent Bank, Buster's Convenience Store, Friends of Eric Epperson for State Representative, Bartnett IP, Agape Nutrition and Studio, Arvest Bank of Nowata, and Sweet Pea's Hometown Boutique.
Brad Woodard, the line judge, and referee Kevin Lynch having a discussion with head coach James here at about the 35-yard line, questioning the spot of that last carry by Lundy. As it would be, it'd be a no gain when it looked like he was tackled several yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Can I tell Kevin Lynch that's not where the ball needs to be? Needs to be back further?
I don't think he's probably going to listen to either of us.
He never listens to me.
Well, as it is, it sets up 4th and 6 with 8:34 remaining in our ball game.
Lundy under center again. They go to that triple wishbone formation. Man in motion. Lundy's going to keep it.
Nah.
He's not going anywhere. And that's Jacob Robinson there to stop Lundy, and ball turnover on down.
That's probably a little poetic justice considering the spot, so.
Well, Nowata will get the ball back with 8:29 to go in the game. 32-8 favor of Nowata. They'll spot the ball at the 39. Nowata looking to end the regular season with a 6-4 record. More importantly, 4-2 in district play. And try to secure that third spot.
Those two losses to Adair and Wyandotte.
Two good ball teams.
Yes, sir. 1-2 in the district right now.
Smith in a shotgun formation. Ball snap low. Actually, it's going to be Luster that keeps it. 40, 35, down at the 33. Again, it was another Wildcat formation. This time, Luster on the ball carrier.
Gain of about 6.
About the 34-yard line, so it'll be 2nd and 5. You like how no one kind of splits it up a little bit? Cody Smith at quarterback, and then they go with a Wildcat from time to time to Will Luster?
Well, I think one thing it does, it gives you, if you're going to snap it to Will and let him run it, it gives you an extra blocker. I don't think it adds a whole lot of deception. I think we know what's going to happen.
So 2nd and 5 now from the 34. And it looks like Cody Smith's going to actually, Will Luster keeps it this time.
Like
he,
I said, not
a gain of yard to the 32.
Not a lot of deception for. I like Will Luster touching the ball, but I think you can get it to him out in space on a wide receiver screen or a jet sweep or a wing back reverse, something like that. I don't think it's, like I said, doesn't leave a lot to the imagination what's going to happen.
Well, Will Luster comes to the sidelines, and now you're looking at 3rd and 3 from the 32-yard line. Clock rolling with 7 minutes to go in the ballgame.
I started to say, well, the play clock has to be running down, but.
But actually, it's off right now.
Exactly. It just ran out, I guess.
Ran out of juice. Got to wait till next year.
Yeah, they didn't pay the bill.
No, they didn't. Smith under center on the shotgun formation. Handoff is Terrell Collins to the middle to the 30 and down at the 25 to the 24-yard line. Gives an Ironman a first down.
It's kind of like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going and going and going.
You know, Terrell Collins was that big part of that state runner-up team 2 years ago as a sophomore when a couple of running backs were hurt and they needed Terrell Collins for the speed and talent abilities to really get Nowata where they were in the state championship. 1st and 10 from the 24-yard line. They'll come in Union's territory now. Man in motion, that's Bryce Hewlett. And they're going to hand it off to Terrell Collins. Spins around to the 20. Still on his feet to the left side. Still on the move. And he's knocked out of bounds at the 18. Oh, this guy is incredible or what? He flies around one way, then flies around the other.
Kind of reminds me of the days of Michael Swalley. He ran 40 yards to pick up a three. In that case, he picked up six.
Now you're looking at second and four from the 18-yard line.
And Michael, if you're listening, no disrespect. You were fun to watch. You made some exciting plays.
Nick Sagerwald in the game for the first time for Nowata. Nick's going to be lined up to the right side as a receiver along with Bryce Hewitt. Smith under center in a shotgun formation. Smith now goes to his left. Now he's being pressured, breaks one tackle to the 20, still on his feet, and down at the 15.
Nice run.
Well, he gets something out of nothing there, and he's just about 3 yards short of the first down. Seth Long there on the tackle.
I couldn't see who the defender was. He felt pressure coming from his left side and very wisely pulled the ball down instead of taking a sack. As you said, made something out of nothing. And third and very short. And Hartman push it in here, probably the last time they see the football.
Third and one from the 15 is Cody Smith now in a shotgun formation.
The ball comes loose,
but Smith picks it up at the 15 and will have a first down. He's knocked down at the 10. And the Ironmen will have a first down. It'll be first and goal just inside the 10.
Just can't imagine the ball hitting the ground again like it did. It just had too many snaps on the ground.
You better not do that next week.
No, it'll be
either between Hall and Hall or Victory Christian.
Be a long night if you do.
Yeah, it would be a long night. So you just don't want to do that at all. Victory Christian leads Holland Hall 14-10 in the fourth quarter. Hand off is Terrell Collins. Dances around to the 10, to the 5, and he's just, and he does get in the end zone. Kind of a last second decision there, but good night, no one, a touchdown, Ironman. Terrell Collins, a 10-yard run, his third rushing touchdown of the night. And no one running away with this one, 38-8.
Terrell, 15 carries on the night, Adam, for 144 yards and three touchdowns.
Matter of fact, at 3 minutes to go in the game, Victory Christian 14, Holland Hall 10.
So it looks like we might be visiting the Dutch next week. And no good.
A kick on its way, and it's no good by T.J. Donaldson.
Dewey and Sperry, 42-all.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. Timeout on the field. 38-8. No one on top of Oklahoma Union. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on Real Country K-Rig. For No One, 7th place, 39 yards. Capped off with the Terrell Collins 10-yard run. The kick failed, and it's 38-8, Nowata.
Well, it's so nice to see that a senior like Terrell having such a good night on his final, game.
There's a line drive kick, and it's finally brought down to the 39-yard line.
And I say final game, meaning at Ironman Memorial Stadium. I suppose we could get a playoff game down the road, couldn't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Depending on the bracket.
Well, as of right now, as I told you, Victory Christian leading Holland Hall 14-10 in the fourth quarter. If that score stands, that's who Nowata will play next Friday. Oklahoma Union has the ball, first and 10, just inside the 40-yard line. And handoff right down the middle to their fullback, and I believe that was Casey Armstrong. Gain of 3, makes it 2nd and 7. For Oklahoma Union, though, they're about 4 minutes away for their season coming to a close, but what a good season they've had. 2nd down and 7. Now Lundy goes back to pass. Now he'll throw down the middle, has a man up. Oh, and he dropped it. He had it, and he dropped it.
Wide open.
Logan Johnson had it. If he would have caught that, he would have been gone.
It'd been an interesting.
Actually, Craig Owens was the intended receiver.
It would have been an interesting foot race, to say the least. He was wide open. Somebody.
Oh, he had it right in his hands, and he just drops it. So third and seven now from the 43-yard line. Clock stops with 3:47 to go in the game. 38-8, Nowata. Lundy under center. Lundy, quarterback keep. Now he flips it really late, and it's going to lose some yards out of bounds at the 40.
Yeah, it actually went over the halfback's head as he was being wrestled to the ground, I think, by Skyler Stover. And there was just nobody there to receive the pitch. And gracious spot. Loss of two.
Yeah, it gave him a gracious spot. I thought it was all down to 40.
I really did, too.
And they give him a yard loss. So now it's fourth and eight from the 42.
Open the wide out.
Get back there wide out to the left side. He was about to go offside. There's a snap. Lundy now goes back to pass, throws to his right, and overthrows everybody. The intended receiver was Craig Owens. And Oklahoma Union will turn the ball over on downs with 3:37 to go in the game. And Nowata on top 38-8.
And to add insult to injury, Jacob Barnes just crushed Lundy as he released the ball. Got to break out some Epsom salts for that young man tonight because he probably took a big bruise all over his body.
I think we're going to probably we're going to get a new quarterback in, but it looks like that Will Lester is going to come in. Nope, they got everything. They still got the old starters back. Smith in a shotgun formation. Now man in motion. They'll flip it to T.J. Donaldson. Breaks one tackle and down immediately at the 43-yard line. Boy, nice tackle there by Race Kinzer.
Yeah, Race made a nice play on that to catch up with T.J.
He's a 288-pound junior.
With cat-like quickness. No gain for T.J. Second time he's carried the ball tonight.
It'll be second and 10 from the 42-yard line. Clock rolling with 3 minutes to go in this ball game. Smith in a shotgun formation. Receivers on each side. Luster now in motion. They'll hand it off to Terrell Collins. T.J. Donaldson, big hole to the 35-30, 25. Spins around down at the 22-yard line. And a first down for Nowata.
21-yard run for T.J. Breaks him out of the negative column. Gives the Ironmen their 12th first down of the evening.
In conclusion of our broadcast, we will have our high school scoreboard show with Ben Nicholas. He'll have all the scores and highlights for you of Week 10 of high school football.
Yeah, Trey Stump is our spotter tonight, and I think he spotted several cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah, he spots all these. That's why he wanted to come out here tonight.
That's why I brought the binoculars anyway.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Dad, if you're listening, we're going to get him home safe. Don't worry.
There's a Luster on a Wildcat to the right side to the 15. Breaks one tackle to the 10 to the 5 near the goal line. Yeah, he did get in. Oh, last second there. Good night, Nowata. Touchdown, Ironman. Well, one official says they give him the touchdown.
Yeah, right on the goal line, he held his hands in the air, and now they said he went down at the one.
He went down the one. I thought he was short of the goal line. And Armando Covarrubias.
Covarrubias?
Covarrubias. Oh, they're going to put in Jacob Robinson now as the tailback here.
So this is the refrigerator Perry kind of.
Yeah. Oh, the ball comes loose.
Oh, criminy.
Cody Smith has it and gets to the one.
And just knocked my lamp over. That was terrible. Another ball on the ground.
Now there's a flag on the play.
Oh, my.
Oh, that was a two-point conversion. Huh. Okay, they did count the touchdown for Will Luster scores. Well, I thought one official said touchdown.
Yeah, I saw him.
Because I saw the left judge said touchdown. So Will Luster gets credit on the 22-yard run.
Boy.
And the 2-point, and the run fails. Oh, my. And now the score is Nutwater 44 and Oklahoma Union 8. I think that has to be the worst call I've made in my life. Well, only one official put his hands up, said touchdown. The others didn't. I thought he was down close to the one.
I think they're tired. Deer Creek, Lamont 22, Copan 8.
Halftime.
Halftime.
Boy, I wanted the Hornets to get their second win of the year and end it on a high note.
It's been a tough year for Copan.
That is just, I'm still kind of want to go back on that final play there for Nutwater.
Overtime in Sperry, 42-all. Sperry and Dewey.
Wow. I wish we were over there.
Exciting.
Yeah, that would really be exciting. Here's T.J. Donaldson now to kick things off. Thanks to Trey Stump for giving us that score. There's a line drive kick caught at the 20, to the 25, to the 30.
Uh-oh.
35, 40, down at the 42-yard line.
T.J. Donaldson on the tackle, and he's slow getting up.
And that was Joey Russ there on the kickoff return.
Yeah, T.J.
Donaldson now just limping right now to the sideline. Boy, you just don't want to see him get hurt right now. You really don't.
Russ was just about a half a yard from breaking that sucker all the way.
First and 10 from Cougars' 42-yard line. Player out a little late now. Noah's going to have to call a timeout. They had an extra player coming in. They had almost had 12 men on the field. And timeout called by Nutwater with 1:45 to go in the game. 44-8, Nutwater on top of Oklahoma Union.
Adam, unofficially, I have the Ironman out of timeouts. Not that that matters at this point, but...
Well, I was looking at the clock there and seeing they were still had some timeouts. It looked like I thought they called one earlier.
Well, I've got them down as calling all three this half, so...
Okay.
And you can ask my wife. I'm seldom wrong.
By the way, how's your wife doing?
She's doing well.
Yeah, well,
she's
good.
She's putting up with me. I think she's probably going to be sad to see this all come to an end. She enjoys her Friday nights.
And you know what I'm going to tell her? He's all yours now.
You know, I think my wife probably feels about Friday nights the way Tuck Bonds felt about Friday nights for so many years.
I want to say this, buddy. You're more than welcome to come help me during basketball if you want.
Oh, well, yeah, I know a lot about basketball.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to.
Well, I'm sure the pay will be doubled.
Oh, yeah.
Lundy
now goes back to pass.
Oh,
throws, and it's intercepted at the 42, to the 50, to the 45, spins around to the 44-yard line. And that was Dylan Barnes.
Jacob Barnes leveled the quarterback, and little brother intercepts for the second interception for the Ironman tonight.
So the freshman, Dylan Barnes, picks it off, and they're down at the 45-yard line.
The Barnes and Barnes show, it's not like an attorney's group. Well, maybe the Ironman will just take a knee here and run this thing out. We can go home. And
I'm tired.
I've got Hawaii 5-0 and Blue Bloods recorded, so I'm ready to watch that.
First and 10 from Oklahoma Union's 45-yard line.
And I think we see the victory formation.
What we like here in this situation here, the victory formation.
And they've got since the play clock is off, he's got the referee in his ear to tell him.
Oops.
How much, yeah, don't submarine him, guys. They're doing the noble thing and taking the knee on you. Just don't try to submarine anybody.
And then now you're looking at second and 10 from the 45.
Well, Trey, you be careful leaving Noda. We don't want you to spend the night in the county lockup or anything.
No, I'll be careful. Update. 45-42
Dewey. Dewey on top of Sperry, 45-42 in overtime. So they have kicked Dewey has kicked a field goal.
Dakota Fox, probably.
I would say so.
And referee's going to tell him when it's time to snap it.
He's going to take a knee, and that might do it.
And I'll see some handshakes. Good sportsmanship, guys. You live about 15 minutes from each other. Give a handshake there. There you go. There's a hug.
And so Nolwata will pick up their sixth win of the year, and they will defeat Oklahoma Union by the score of 44-8. 44-8, Nolwata picks up the win here to improve to 6-4 overall and 4-2 in district play. We'll come back. We'll wrap this baby up in 2 minutes. You're listening to high school football here on Real Country K-Rig.